This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Richard's theme, what occurs to me when I listen to that, is that the Internet ultimately is supplanting individual state countries, and we all will live in one world, like in the Star Trek universe, if we don't destroy ourselves first.
We'll live in multiple worlds. People still think of themselves as in countries, and in some ways they are, virtual ways, but they're also in these other worlds as well. And when they're in conflict, that's when you see the difference between them. So they're still countries, of course, but they're not the last word anymore. They're collaboratories. Just like in all disciplines, all academic disciplines, science and military research and UFOs, it's collaboratory. I know you want to talk about the book UFOs and Government and my work in that, and I'll just segue to that by saying that in 1978, when I was an Episcopal clergyman in my first little parish in Clearfield, Utah, it was on the edge of Hill Air Force Base. And I was sitting in the church basement with a terrific guy. He really had the right stuff, fighter pilot, heavily decorated in Vietnam, really courageous. You'd follow him into battle, that kind of guy. And he left the service as a bird colonel. And I said, Bob, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is playing in Ogden right now. And I read these things. I read stuff about it, but you chase these things and you're fast as spiders and can't catch them. What's the story? And I'll never forget that seminal moment when he told his priest, i.e. me, well, that's right, Richard. He says, we chase them and we can't catch them. And that's kind of a stunning moment. And I said, oh my God. I said, are you telling me this is real? Because debunking, even though, you know, a political situation shows this, repeat a lie often enough, people believe it. Debunking was so effective from 1953 on that you just, part of you couldn't take it seriously. You're in denial about your own experience, as many of the people I've interviewed reveal themselves to be in regard to UFOs. But I said, you mean this is real? He says, oh, it's real, all right. We chase them and we can't catch them. And from that moment on, this was 45 years ago, I wanted to know. I'm a need-to-know machine, obviously. And so I have elevated my game to consult and do the work in consultation with the best people I could find. And then that culminated years later in being invited to participate in the creation of this wonderful book, UFOs and Government, a Historical Inquiry. Michael Swords and Robert Powell, two gurus who led this, they're incredible. Michael is a professor of natural science, retired now. And Robert was the head of the chemistry department at AMD, the manufacturer of semiconductors. These are good people. And Jan Aldrich and Barry Greenwood and Jerry Clark. And there were just a bunch of them. And they said, you can join us in this. And it was golden. It was golden. I mean, at one point, I knew Mike because I'd written to him and I said, look, I've been doing this on my own all these years, interviewing people, MUFON, so on. I don't know what I don't know. And he had, just like John Updike earlier, he came from Kalamazoo to Chicago and spent a whole weekend doing a private seminar saying, you ask every question you've got. And when I finished that weekend, I knew there wasn't a lot I didn't know that others knew in the public domain. But we all knew that there was another domain, a private domain, illustrated best by Edgar Mitchell, you know, Apollo 14 astronaut, said to me directly that he had gone to the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a liaison on there for security that he knew. And he said, I just want to know one thing. Are we on this? Is there an organizational structure that is managing this? And he didn't mean Majestic 12, which is probably not legitimate. He meant something. Are we doing this? And the answer came back. He said a week later, he was told, yes, we are on it, and don't ask another question. And a friend of mine at CIA had the same experience. He took it all the way to the vice president's office and was thrown out. And he was told, don't you ever come into this office again with that subject or those questions. So there have been experiences along the way that have validated and verified the suspicion that my third book in the Mobius trilogy, Mobius Out of Time, makes as clear as I know how to make how the intelligence community has been engaged with that phenomena in a way that, of course, they would be. Someone took Alan Hynek aside at the Pentagon, a general, and said, Alan, for heaven's sakes, do you think we would ignore something like this? They knew 1947. We've got the documents, right? I don't have to give my whole talk on that. They're online on YouTube. In fact, DEF CON asked for one last year before last. Update us on what's going on with all this UAP stuff. And I had to record the presentation because there was a medical issue here at home that I had to take care of somebody. And but we did it, and it was thrilling to be called during that presentation and shown, here's a room packed with 1,000 people, standing room only, and others out in the hall irritated because they couldn't get in, to find out what I could present about my most coherent understanding of what was going on now. And an important part of that is to make sure you also don't go where you don't know. If you don't know something, that's true for everything. Don't go there. Stick with what you know. So that's been a long journey. And as I said, from 78 on, I have done everything I can to do good research, talk to the very best researchers in the field, distinguish the craziness from the legitimacy of the enterprise, but trace it back as far as you can through the waves that have taken place, enhanced by the interviews I've had with people individually, which have been powerful. And along the way, one of the things you learn is that there is a paranormal component to many UFO encounters where people are sure they are receiving telepathic communication. And I'll just throw out that in the ministry, on the basis of what I explored in England all those many years ago, I continued to pursue through meditation the conscious nurturing and sustaining grace of what you can call clairvoyance or telepathic communication. And that's why remote viewing is prominent in the third Mobius book, Mobius Out of Time, because remote viewing has continued to take place. You will be told that it wasn't, but that was the cover story when that was first put out. We said we're going to cancel the program, and often it just means it goes black because it's powerful, and the implications are powerful. If other people are doing intelligence work using structured protocols of clairvoyance, we have to both do it as well, and we have to also defend ourselves against it being done to us. And you talk about tricky defense mechanisms for protecting the psyches and the activities of intelligence professionals and military. Man, remote viewing poses that in a big way. But, of course, so does UFO phenomena, because we have not, in my understanding, the best people have not improved on the conclusion of the estimate of the situation around 1950-ish, when the Air Force appointed the group, Project Sign, to take all the data they had, and they did, and they said, look, there's three choices, Russian, American, or extraterrestrial, and they knew the data did not fit anything Russia or America or anybody on this planet could do, but the data was solid, and they knew that. We've got lots of documentation to support the knowledge they had early on, and how, of course, they pursued what they could in material science and propulsion systems and physics and trying to understand out of this cross-disciplinary effort how to do what we knew they could do. And that's Edgar Mitchell said that to me as well. He said, Richard, if we could do what those guys know how to do, they would never have sent me to the moon in a tin Lizzie.
Well, you know what? They could have used a Stargate. That would have been a lot more fun. That is my favorite method of transportation, because you don't have to wait online. You just go in there, and you are in the other place. But we have a lot more to talk about with Richard Thien. We're into the UFO world now, and that itself can do about seven shows or something. So Richard Thing, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz means you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we go into your UFO odyssey, Richard, I should mention some of the people you talked about earlier. Are people I know who have been on the Paracast, and Jerry Clark and I go back to the 1960s.
Yeah.
If you can believe it.
His intellect, his encyclopedias of UFOs, his work with Anomalous, experience, what he calls behavioral anomalies, is incredible. He's such a clear thinker. Yeah, you know it, right? You know who he is. He's great.
Well, he actually clued us in about you.
Oh, I guess that's right, yeah. I knew somebody had it, could remember who
well,
it was.
What Jerry did there, which we appreciate, that's he's a good friend. But let's go on with the world of UFOs here, because obviously you have a wide history here that you're exploring. It gives us a better way of understanding how the government works and what they were doing early on. This is the stuff I was reading about in the 1950s, late 50s into the 60s. The books of Major Donald Kehoe, of course, were numero uno with that. And he had all the alleged inside knowledge what the government was up to. And that was fascinating to discover. The problem I had with Kehoe, by the way, is that he was so interested with his group, NICAP, in lobbying the government to do congressional hearings rather than investigate. And we all know where the hearings took him.
Absolutely. He was dismembered by people who were smarter than he was about that. And a lot of people don't understand that the government is not playing in good faith with you on this. I think the current thing with UAPs is a sign and symbol of that continuing. They hold back an awful lot. They think they are custodians of reality and the truth. And for whatever reasons, they don't think we ought to have it. And in my Mobius books, I mentioned those people that I was so close to. Several have died. My best friends died suddenly. And I thought, I've got to write something fictionalized about one of them. And a mutual colleague said, you can't misrepresent what he said because people will think you're telling the truth. You can't do that to him. It's disrespectful. You know how profound an impact he had with his work. And I said, I did. And suddenly, again, the light bulb came on. All those years of ministry and learning to use personas in order to facilitate conversations toward an end, and the work I had learned about in the intelligence community, working with people and talking to them for all those years, that suddenly spliced. And I realized I could write Mobius a memoir. I didn't know it was going to be a trilogy. It was just passionate. Thank God for COVID, right? And it turned into a trilogy. And it does the best I can do with telling the least untruthful things I can, right? And I want to give you guys plenty of opportunity, too, to make sure. Obviously, I'm a professional speaker, right, for 30 years, preacher for 20 before that. I can go on and on and on. Tell me what you want to explore.
Well, the thing that that I'm interested in is that, you know, you talked earlier about debunking. And my question is, have you had people come to you and say, Richard, you're a smart guy, written a lot of intelligent things. How did you get involved in something as obviously crazy and fake as UFOs?
Yes. I have experienced that for decades. Mm-hmm. Not years, decades. And now the government is letting some things out and people are going public. Now people are saying, my God, you just as you were right about the technology and the revolution it was going to bring, and you were way ahead of the game for a lot of people, you did it with UFOs as well. I was ridiculed, you know, oh, it's a little green man guy. Seen any little green men lately? Trying to elevate the conversation beyond their invincible ignorance, which is a moral category, but it is evident everywhere these days, so that people could somehow see how they were talking as if they knew something they knew nothing about. And then you become teachable. And their usual technique is ridicule to protect themselves. And they do, and that's pretty much what the government, not only, but including ridicule. I had a friend at NSA who taught cover and deception. He said there were three legs of the stool, and he named the first two, and then he said, and ridicule. And the greatest of these is ridicule. Because I know lawyers who have whole seminars in teaching other lawyers how to ridicule a witness in order to discredit their testimony. And the thing you really need to realize is that when people are trying to protect something they want to keep secret, they've got resources we can't even imagine. And, of course, it begins with not only the influence, but owning structures of media and influencing people through boardrooms. And at the top levels where conversations where there are no minutes, and people have secret meetings. And history is like listening to a symphony hall with a lot of dead zones. You're just missing an awful lot of pieces, and they know how to do it. And ridicule is one of them, and it becomes a commonplace for people to jump on the bandwagon and treat it as if it's stupid when nothing could be more obvious to me than that life is everywhere. Everywhere it can be, it is. And we are Johnny-come-latelys in our own galaxy out here, right? About two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm out here. Other civilizations would certainly have beat us to consciousness. You just can't grasp how threatening it must be to people. And also how reinforced it is by religion, which says we're the top of the food chain, we're the best, creation was made for us, and we are the apple of God's eye. God loves not only us, but us only, or us best. And I try to say there are a lot of apples on the tree of life, you know, and remember how you felt when you found out your parents loved your brother or sister as much as you? Well, that's kind of a dynamic. It is psyche shattering, and people who believe religion straight up, Bronze Age constructions of reality, as if that's what's so, cleave to that deception and self-deception. And they're exploitable, in so many ways that, you know, could do a whole talk on that.
I obviously realize here that if we ask Richard one question, we could do three shows on that question. But we'll continue with Richard, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Pettycast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen, facilitating the transportation of essential supplies like food, water, and medicine via trucks.
The current death toll from the war has surpassed 18,000, with 140 individuals still held hostage in Gaza. On Friday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. affirmed and narrowed the gag order placed on former President Donald Trump in his D.C. election interference case. The ruling restricts him from making disparaging remarks, specifically about potential witnesses and prosecutors involved in the case. Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died on Friday afternoon at the age of 82. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Richard, why don't you continue on the thread you were talking about there, and then Tim has some more questions. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just affirming that people do ridicule you for thinking out of the box, and I once had a column written by Joel Garreau at the Washington Post based on one of my early columns in which I quoted a friend from NSA, and I didn't say what he said was accurate, but this is a guy who did his own investigations of UFOs when people came to the fort to take his courses. And he asked them for details. He had his own folder. And I'll never forget the first time he said, Richard, they're here. They are here. So I put in a column some of the things he claimed. They didn't say they were true, but this is what he says. And Joel Garreau wrote a column. He called me up, talked about disingenuous. He's a Washington Post columnist. And he calls me up and he says, now you do public speaking. What are some of the companies you've spoken for? I said, well, Microsoft and GE and Medtronic and Bank of America and so on. And he says, all right, taking it all down. And what he put in his column was, what does it take for smart people at Microsoft and so on to realize they're talking to a kook? That's what he did with it. And I had lunch with him when I went to Washington after that and said, what did you think you were doing? He says, well, don't say it in public if you don't want it to be attacked. And that's a journalist's point of view, right? Yeah. The ridicule has been sometimes official and sometimes just ad hoc.
Well, I haven't seen really a lot of change, at least publicly, when it comes to what the government and military is currently saying about UFOs. You know, there's been the whole renewed interest recently, but yep. We're right back to, well, UFOs are either hoaxes or they're man-made craft. You know, I mean, you know, secret, you know, top secret military aircraft, either by us or from another government, ignoring the fact that there has been at least 75 years and probably centuries of UFO sightings. No, 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 it's just, it's either hoaxes or secret aircraft.
Well, you've got two factions at least. And one, the recent Arrow report, the group that's theoretically investigating all this, said we have found that 90% of the things we've looked at are, you know, our own technologies or this or that. And where did they do their work? Near military bases. And that's just like the guy, you know, the story of the guy who's lost his car keys and he's looking under the street lamp. And they said, why are you looking there? He says, because that's where the light is. Well, they're finding out a lot of secret military activity happens at military bases, and people don't know what it is. So I've talked to people who, when they were testing aircraft, this one guy says to me, we knew where they went. They theoretically don't fly over populated areas, but that's not true. And he said, we just would connect the dots of the people making UFO sightings would call in because we knew that was our craft. So, yeah, and now more than ever, the stuff we're doing, the drones and virtual reality and so on, it's very difficult sometimes to know what you are looking at. But you need at least accuracy, true facts, true data in order to work with it. And when that's being obfuscated or lost in a sea of disinformation, it's hard to do that. On the other hand, you've got the head of NASA, who was a senator, subject to classified briefings, and he said it made the hair on the back of his neck stand up. Okay, so you've got people like that, who, Rubio, I believe, others, who are saying forthrightly, as Barry Goldwater did, look, this is real. They're just not read into the program, or they're trying to sound the alarm that this is serious stuff. This is really serious. But you know we live in a society of distraction. What was the book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, by Neil Postman, written in 1985? And he was just going on television on how things were being trivialized and brought down to the lowest common denominator soundbite and so on. And he didn't know anything about the Internet or social media and what is being done today to obfuscate. But not just obfuscate, we have reduced curious conversation so often to what we call news items that take a second or two to tell or a minute or two to tell and have no context whatsoever. And the stories now are legion. I hope they're not all true. About here in Minnesota, half the students are not reading anywhere near grade level, and our math scores are way down. A part is COVID, but part is, you know, I had professors tell me they have good students who can't paraphrase a complex paragraph. They don't know how to do it. And now that we have the assistance of AI in helping you write that, not only in schools, but everywhere, it's getting really, really, really difficult. And so to know what's true, and I did columns and stories about this years ago, that you have to be a research, to do research, It takes a lot of time and effort to just begin to have a clue as to what might be really happening. And it's like a full-time job, obviously, because I've done it full-time. But that's because I made the choice to do that. And most people don't have the time. So the trivialization of everything is amusing ourselves to death is the name of the game. And Neil Postman contrasted Orwell with Aldous Huxley. And he said Orwell said it was going to be done with authoritarian structures and fear and intimidation and so on. Huxley said, no, it's going to be done with entertainment.
Mm.
And Huxley has won all those things in Brave New World that people used the jumbo balls, or I don't really remember the names, the funny names he gave them, but they're, you know, they're Taylor Swiftifying kinds of things. As if, yeah, let her sing, let her make $1 billion. It doesn't matter. Other things matter right now, a lot more. And to know that we're not alone in the universe, and not only that, that we have been visited and that we have known it and have been lying about it for all these years, is a significant fact worthy of attention. But where do you go from there? How do you restructure your sense of who we are and how we think of ourselves when you find out it's like a kid in the family finding out he's not who he thought he was? And that happened at NSA once. A young guy passed all his clearances and he came to work there. And that first morning was when he found out his mother and father worked there. That's something I touch on in the Mobius books, what it does to you to be an intelligence professional and live inside that hall of mirrors, even when you think you're getting the straight scoop in certain areas. So how do you trust? How do you trust the people who've been the keepers of the flame of truth according to their own statements when you know that they haven't been doing the job at all? Now, it could be a societal crisis, and that's, as you probably know, that's one of the fears that has been articulated if the simple truth were told about UFOs and a lot of other things as well.
Well, you had mentioned religion earlier, and I, as you well know, I mean, there's been rumors for years that there are religious factors within the Pentagon that are trying to keep UFO information down because they believe that the phenomena represents satanic influences.
Let's have the answer of that one, our next segment, about, I guess, the Collins elite, is it, Tim?
We got that's one.
Sure. With Tim, Gene, Richard, you're in
the Pentecast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to irs.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Tim asked a question there about concerns, I guess, within the Pentagon about possible demonic influences with UFOs. We're getting into the world of religion, aren't we, Richard?
We are. We are. And I'm familiar with the story of the Columbus Elite. I have a friend who left CIA, but he thought that was real. He wanted me to talk about it. But I had other friends who said, if you start talking about things you don't know, they're setting you up for discrediting you. And that's another danger you have to be careful of. They said, you know, my best support system said, you're not important, but you might be annoying enough to them to want to discredit you. And that's why they might be making sure doors don't open that would otherwise have opened, given what you've done with your life. I don't know the truth. See, that's one of those areas where I have to say I have no firsthand knowledge of that, that the UFO phenomena is thought by some important people to be demonic. What I can say reasonably is if there is a small cabal of such people, unless there are really good other reasons why they would exercise that kind of veto power over a process as extensive as UFO research, that would call into question. Of course, there are generals who've always believed that. Go back. Well, I'm not going to start naming names of generals. There are cliques of people in high military circles who believe a lot of things. But do they have the authority and power, the ability to so manipulate everybody else in every way that they would prevent that from coming out, while at the same time, like the carrier group off San Diego in 2004, you know, they're saying no. And we did an interview with the captain of that nuclear carrier strike force, and he still was having PTSD over his encounter with the technology that was so superior to anything he had ever seen that it had traumatized him. So you've got people like that coming forward. So the question that we asked is, what is that group doing? Do they really have if there is such a group, do they have a veto power over the ability of others in the government to pursue something so significant, so important, so vital for national security? And don't forget, that was the original reason back in the 40s and 50s, the decision was made to tamp this thing down. It was a genuine security issue, a genuine national security issue for very good reason. And we don't have to go off into what those were, but we know that some people took it very seriously as the Cold War was really heating up and the Russians had an H-bomb and it was how much time over the poles in their bombers to do a nuclear strike, and how could this phenomenon be manipulated in order to prevent a timely reaction by American forces? Those were legitimate concerns. Making sure people didn't believe in it was one way you could prevent people who would manipulate it otherwise to make you use your beliefs to interfere with American national security. That was a legitimate concern. And there have been others. So I know about that thought. What it really speaks to me more valiantly is that in religions, there are people who, when they go into their church or whatever, synagogue, whatever, check their brains at the door and just kind of surrender their construction of reality. And they, you know, like a hat check, you give it to the person and say, I'll get this on the way out, and start thinking realistically and with sanity once again. But inside, you regress. And religion plays on regression. I mean, if you worked in church, you would know that kneeling and curling yourself, it's like a fetal position. And even though Jesus said, call nobody father, there's fathers, people being called father all over the place. And all of that regresses you into a childlike dependency and relationship to authority that is not in your service. And you hear things or read things in the Bible that, you know aren't true. They're just not true. You have to use a critical attitude towards the text, and that can redeem it by reclaiming the meaning of the words 2,000 years ago or whatever in order to make them make sense in terms of what we believe.
Okay, would you talk about religion, about what the texts in the Bible mean? What do you think about the theories of ancient astronauts that whatever brings UFOs to us in the present day was around here 2,000 years ago?
Well, once again, I don't have the data with which I could make an informed statement about that, other than say a lot of what I've read, Von Däniken and so on, the data is pretty iffy, and it's highly speculative. And when we're looking at archaeological images that we've retrieved, and we say that looks like a space person or with a helmet or whatever, but we know how the pattern formation of the human brain works. We want to see patterns, and we want to connect the dots, sometimes prematurely. So all I can say is, where is the good, solid data for that? And there might be a couple of anecdotes, Fatima and the like, where it makes sense that that's an explanation, but I don't know. I just don't know. It would be fun, but it's an area of exploration that can be exploited because the people writing the books often don't have any more insight into what's real about that than I do, but they present it as if they do. It would be really interesting. But the more important part of your question to me is, did this really all start in 1947 with Kenneth Arnold's observations and the modern UFO world? And the answers when you read Fort, and all the things he's collected, when you look at what people said in diaries and ship's logs and letters in the 19th century, in the 18th century, you have things described exactly as we describe certain kinds of UFO observations and encounters. And so why it would start in 1947, there's the nuclear weapons argument. I don't know. You know, military base argument, I don't know. But I know Look Magazine published a story early on, a map showing where all the known sightings were taking place, and they were nuclear installations and military bases. What about that? Again, when you push on that, it's hard to get there. And I want to add this important piece. I have a friend who has done incredible work of analysis at NSA, and he was questioning, we mentioned the book UFOs and Government, A Historical Inquiry. I just want to add that book is in over 100 university libraries. It's the gold standard of historical research that the team did over 5 years using documents from 50 years of work. And every single one of the nearly 1,000 footnotes in that book goes to a government document or other primary source. And I don't want to neglect to encourage people, if they can't get it from library, to take a look at UFOs in government. I knew this was going to happen. Where was I going with that? I went off on a tangent. And I think, I brought that up for a reason. Oh, I know what it was. It was because, I'm not done yet. This friend of mine who did this incredible research and work at NSA, said he looked at some of the documents we cite that we believe are credible and real, and he says, I'm not sure they all are. Some he thought might be such good examples of disinformation that it is impossible to tell. And when he looked in greater detail, he said, I can't go beyond that. We don't know the influence, if that was a false document planted to throw you off track. How much did it influence anything subsequent? Where did the footpath branch? And he said, when I got deeper and deeper, I realized, and this guy has done really good research for intelligence. He said, I realized there were so many layers of obfuscation and cover and deception and false narratives that you, Richard, will never get to the truth. Not that you can't handle it, but you can't get it in the full format that you want. And his conclusion, this is a guy who doesn't say this lightly, when I realized how much work, effort, resources was devoted to that project, he said, it's terrifying. Because it suggests something so important about the phenomena that to know it might be truly discombobulating.
Before we get too discombobulated here, let's do a quick break. Yeah. We've got Richard, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.